1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Mike Kinzel and Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon, I'm Rusty Melberg. News time, 12 noon, 36 degrees outside, expecting a high near 40 today under partly sunny skies for the rest of your Friday. An SUV and milk truck collided north of Sheboygan this morning, causing injuries. Lieutenant Mark Rupnick with the Sheboygan County Sheriff's Department said the accident occurred around 10:05 at the intersection of County Y and FF in the town of Mosul. The driver of the SUV, a 30-year-old Sheboygan Falls woman, was flown by Flight for Life to Theta Clark and Nina with unknown injuries. Two children in the vehicle were transported to St. Nicholas Hospital in Sheboygan for treatment of minor injuries. The driver of the milk truck, a 47-year-old Manitowoc man, was uninjured, and the accident remains under investigation. A plea agreement in a fatal heroin overdose case in Sheboygan County could lead to charges in a large drug distribution operation. Monica Sanchez pleaded no contest to first-degree reckless homicide and distributing heroin yesterday. Sanchez provided the heroin that killed William Wadducky at his Sheboygan apartment last December. District Attorney Joe DiCecco will recommend Sanchez to serve 9 months in jail and 5 years of probation if she testifies against her Chicago-area drug supplier, Leonel Holder, and 20 other people involved in a heroin distribution ring. Holder was also in court yesterday, but has yet to enter a plea. 3 days before the deadline for enrollment, the White House is claiming a surge in signups for private insurance under Obamacare. Fox Business Network's Rich Etson has details.
The administration says more than 6 million have selected insurance plans through government exchanges, short of its initial 7 million projection. What's unclear is how many enrollees have paid their premiums. Robert Lazuski is the president of Health Policy and Strategy Associates, LLC.
What they're seeing is an enrollment that's older and sicker than they were hoping for, and it's going to be a real challenge. Do they continue to support Obamacare by underpricing the business, or do they start charging the real rates, which will make it very difficult for this program to grow?
It is also unclear how many enrollees previously had insurance. Rich Edson, Fox News Radio.
Aerial search crews say they've spotted possible debris in the water as the hunt for the Malaysian airline Flight 370 continues. Searchers are focusing on a different stretch of Indian Ocean today to follow up new leads. The change is based on radar data that suggests the jet was traveling faster than previously estimated. Officials say that means the Boeing 777 used up more fuel, reducing the distance the plane traveled. General Motors is telling dealers to stop selling certain Chevy Cruzes, but isn't saying why. The affected Cruzes have a 1.4-liter turbo diesel engine. General Motors is facing heat from Washington over a long-standing defeat with ignition switches. Defect. A dozen deaths are linked to the problem that could result in sudden engine failure and disabled airbags. Governor Scott Walker signed 30 bills into law yesterday with little or no fanfare, but one of the most talked-about bills actually got modified by Walker's veto pen. Larry Lee has more.
Senate Bill 324 was supported by Republicans and hotly contested by Democrats. That's the bill limiting early voting. Republicans want more uniform voting hours, and Democrats say it unfairly keeps people away from the polls, especially in heavily Democratic urban areas. Walker's partial veto removed a 45-hour-per-week early voting limit, but kept the uniform 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. hours of operation for in-person absentee voting. He also vetoed a requirement for municipalities to compensate people assisting the absentee voters and the appropriation that would have paid for it, noting clerk costs are traditionally handled at the local level. Larry Lee, WHBL News.
Other bills Walker signed into law yesterday included the creation of an emergency heating assistance loan guarantee program for families struggling to pay for propane this winter. Also, a law that will change how asbestos lawsuits are handled in the state. The state's unemployment rate took a slight dip in February to 6.1%. The State Department of Workforce Development released the latest figures yesterday, and they show the state's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate in February dropped from a revised 6.2% in January to 6.1%. The report shows a net decrease of 1,600 private sector jobs between January and February. A 30-year-old Fond du Lac woman, whose 8-year-old son doused two puppies with bleach last month, has been bound over for trial. The woman was in Fond du Lac County Court yesterday for a preliminary hearing, and she pleaded not guilty to charges. She's accused of knowing about, but doing nothing to prevent the incident at an apartment complex on February 22nd. According to the criminal complaint, one of the puppies was biting at the feet of the boy, so the boy poured bleach on him, splashing some on another puppy in the process. The boy then placed one of the dogs in a garbage bag and placed him in a dumpster. The recent release of the annual county health rankings has one Sheboygan County health official saying there's more to it than just what the county ranks in the state, where the county ranks in the state when it comes to health factors and outcomes.
Looking at a number doesn't, you know, for Sheboygan County's health ranking, doesn't tell us as individuals where we are. And we need to look inside of ourselves to look at our own health and what we're doing to improve our own health.
Gene Beineman with Health and Human Services says the data collected from this and their own studies will be used as they conduct a health assessment this year to plan for future programs to improve the area's overall health. And it's on to the Elite Eight for the Badgers after a convincing win against Baylor last night, 69-52. Next up for the Badgers will be Arizona on Saturday night. That game will be heard here on WHBL. Also, we have Brewers baseball as they wrap up their exhibition season. They're back at Miller Park this evening against the Kansas City Royals. Coverage begins at 6:55. As for your forecast on this Friday, partly sunny skies, high near 40. Over the weekend, we should stay dry with a mix of sun and clouds. Temperatures near 40 on Saturday, and possibly breaking 50 on Sunday. Currently 36 degrees as we head back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL. WHBL News Time, 12:06.